This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. London police have arrested a man on suspicion of terrorism after he crashed a car into a group of pedestrians and cyclists before hitting a set of barriers outside of Britain's House of Parliament Tuesday. Authorities said there were no other people in the car and they did not find any weapons. London Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu.
The man is in his late 20s and he's been arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences and has been taken to a South London police station where he remains in custody.
Basu said that based on what investigators know so far, the suspect does not appear to be someone who was previously known to British counter-terror or intelligence agencies. Italian authorities say as many as 35 people were killed when a bridge carrying vehicles partially collapsed in the northern port city of Genoa Tuesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the disaster occurred on a major highway that connects Italy to France.
Italian video has captured the sound of a man at the Morandi Bridge screaming, "Oh God, oh God," during the collapse, while other images showed a green truck that has stopped just short of a large gap. A firefighter has told RAI State TV that some 20 vehicles, including cars and trucks, were caught up as a 260-foot stretch of the bridge collapsed. Officials say the injured have been transported by helicopter to hospital.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threatened Tuesday to boycott U.S. electronic goods. This is in response to what he says is a targeted economic war being waged against Turkey by the United States. The diplomatic dispute between the two countries has helped spark an economic crisis in Turkey and push its currency, the lira, to record lows. He's called on people to exchange their U.S. dollars for lira in order to shore up the currency. The lira has plunged 40% this year and saw drops of 16% Friday, another 7% on Monday. This is VOA News. The Afghan Taliban said that they're in control of most of the city of Ghazni after 4 days of fighting, Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Officials say U.S. forces are on the ground helping to coordinate airstrikes. The U.S. military said it's launched at least 24 of them since Friday. While the government said the situation had improved by mid-Monday, the Taliban claimed they still control much of the city. It all adds to tension ahead of October's election and raises questions over the threat posed by the Taliban and other armed insurgents. While the fight raged in Ghazni, a suicide bomber in Kabul set off a deadly blast near a crowd of protesters at the Election Commission. Officials say at least one police officer was killed and another was wounded.
Reuters' Ryan Brooks. U.S. President Donald Trump unleashed new attacks on Attorney General Jeff Sessions and fired FBI agent Peter Strzok, blaming them for the investigation of Russian links to his 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. Meanwhile, the defense has rested in the case of Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman, currently on trial for bank and tax fraud in connection with his lobbying efforts for Ukraine that predated his work on Trump's campaign. AP Washington correspondent Zagar Magani reports that Paul Manafort chose not to take the stand.
Manafort spoke in court for the first time during a trial now in its third week, answering "no, sir," when the judge asked if he wanted to testify. Since the defense has rested without presenting its own case, closing arguments are set to start tomorrow morning.
AP Sagar Magani. U.S. President Trump resumed his attacks Tuesday on former advisor Omarosa Manigault Newman, calling her a dog who deserved to be fired. While promoting her book, Manigault Newman, who was the highest-ranking African-American serving in the White House, has released audio tapes the last 2 days she recorded in the White House, one of Kelly firing her and a second of Mr. Trump seeming surprised that she had been ousted. Now, as AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports, there are questions about what Omarosa taped and how she taped it.
In TV interviews to promote her book, Unhinged, Omarosa Manigault Newman has already disclosed tapes in which she recorded both President Donald Trump in a phone call and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly in the Situation Room as she was being fired. But she's hinting she may have more up her digital sleeve. Asked on NBC's Hardball if she had any tapes that might be of interest to Robert Mueller's investigation, she said yes.
That is Oscar Wells Gabriel. A firefighter from the U.S. state of Utah is being honored after he was killed Monday, battling what is now considered the largest recorded blaze in California's history. The firefighter has been identified as Matthew Burchett. He was battling flames downstream from a dam when a tree fell on him and other firefighters. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.